So welcome everybody to the State of TK presentation. And we have seen yesterday the state of Tickle presentation, so some things I will not repeat which are in both. And basically it's same style. So I'm sorry, some slides I've recycled from last year, also this one. And yeah, why do you want TK9? So TK9 is out, great, yeah. And the plan was to uncouple Tickle and TK and to have an own release calendar for TK. We don't do that. It is, again, adds complexity. We don't have the resources to have fancy ideas. And the plan was that TK9 is for Tickle 8.7 and for Tickle 9. All waste of resources. We go 9 everywhere. We go in sync, and yeah. So why do you want to have it? On macOS, it was basically a total rewrite. It works internally totally different. So that's also on the migration path. It causes trouble, but it is greatly improved on the macOS. So thanks to Mark Culler, who is always so active on the Mac. We have a full scalable GUI. All images are now SVG images. So that's charm. Yeah, so all was repainted. You see all those boxes here, anything what is graphically. Now, if you put your scaling factor, it scales, and it scales well. So that's totally great. We have a reformed look by Java. He has done that. And we have some new commands. We have the SysTray stuff, so you can put something in your system tray, you can put numbers in the system tray, you can explanation marks, so additional information in the system tray. You have the TK print stuff, so you can print a text and a canvas widget. Sorry, the SysTray is in the tray, and the VM Econ badge. Yeah. With this one, you can put overlays on your taskbar. Yeah, so you have a number exclamation marked on the taskbar. So that's what's happening in TK. Basically, TK didn't make a big stack like Tickle. So we also didn't remove features. Most removed or obsolete features, most stuff what was done was a bit a side effect of changes in Tickle. Yeah. Okay. So TK86 release calendar. So it was always released together with Tickle. So here in this one we had issues with tree view, last item painting. Christian Werner has provided that, thank you. Here in this version 8.17, so we had some bugs and some beautiful crashes in some side cases. And the date of the last TK86 is fixed as with Tickle. Okay, so the release calendar for 90X, TK90X. What happens from the last one? There was one release, another release. What happened here is something quite important. So we have something which calls a new text widget, or the revised text widget, AirText, is what François Vogel prefers as a name. So it's a masterpiece, and we all tried to look at it. Rolf has debugged some corners, and it was, master with master get double master. It was really heavy stuff. So this one, now we are able to put it in the extension and to test it. Yeah, it's not anymore, it's still in the branch, but it's the future, but we have still, we are fighting with this one. We will see that in the discussion. Next one is that we had some errors which came from Tickle. For example, we had a path like that, and it doesn't resolve to the home farm folder anymore, so that was fixed. Yeah, next one was just released, and Magic Java has made the sesh of the planet window visible on many themes. So that's something. One's usability is just great. And Emiliano has made a lot of TK print enhancements, especially on the Unicode and on the canvas on Windows, but I think also on other platforms. Okay, here are the other planned releases, and here is the last release. Okay, so what happens? How is the migration going on for TK? We have, again, the wiki pages. What happened are two things on all WidGets. First of all, anything is scalable. So if you had before, for example, a default value of a border size of 1 pixel, now it is not anymore 1 pixel, it is 1 point.
Yeah.
So if you scale it, the border will scale with it. So anything is scalable. Java has put a lot of work in this point. And we have a global scaling factor, Tika scaling. It is set at the beginning. And or when Tickle is started, you can later adjust it. You have seen in my application, I adjust it later on user input. And then everything scales. So that's great. And of course, the default values change. And of course, if you want to use scaling, you have to adapt your application. So write somewhere minus border width 4 is not okay. It will not scale. You have to put 4 points or something else, 4 millimeters, or yeah, you have lots of units you can use, but not pixels anyway. Okay. Second point which changed is the default colors. So before we had a lot of colors which were hard coded as defaults for black and for white and so on, especially in the canvas and the non themed widgets, we had a lot of default colors. And if they are fixed, they don't change automatically with the color scheme. And especially for the Mac OS, where this is highly integrated, we have the dark theme. The dark theme is always the color test because light and dark has to interchange. So now all those colors have symbolic color names to change with the theme. For example, if you take a canvas and you make lines, standard themes, they are black, and in dark themes, they are white. Okay. Yeah, so for the polygon fill, that's one example. Yeah, and what you have to adapt your code that changed. And it was also unified, so some glitches were corrected. And the main point, of course, is a TK init stub. If you create an extension, you have to require TK9, or if you have an app which works for 8.6 and 9, it is like that, at 8.6/10. So 10 means 10 excluded. So it works until TK9, mm-hmm. The application. Okay. What is migrated? Migrate extensions, all major extensions are ported. The main issue for the extension is basically the Tickle migration. Of course, if it is a binary one, you have the size changes of strings and so on. You have the Unicode changes. And the problem is not so much the TK migration. Yeah. If you have a package, you mainly need have compatibility issues on the Tickle side. Yeah, but all main ones are migrated, and the maintainers present here is Andreas with TKLib. Thank you. Myself, that's fun, TKSVG. We are all surprised by the quick migration also on TK, and the compatibility project TK87 was stopped. So we don't, now TK9 works with Tickle 9, point. Yeah, so that's again, before we wanted to have TK as a universal package, and that creates tons of if-defs in your code, and yes, this works with that, and you have compatibility. Yeah. Java?
No, that is, especially for the users, it is important.
Yeah. Okay. Good. TK91 is coming. So here's the release calendar. So soon the first alpha, the same like in Tickle. And what will be the features? So currently what is done is the Windows XP dialogs were removed. That's also, they were not used anymore, but that is thousands of lines of codes, which are now removed, and we have a new way to do that. So that's also something I think on the Mac that happens quite often. Mark Color throws out all old stuff. On Windows, we have all the Windows XP support and so still in. So the Windows people, and there are not so many in TK, should clean that up. So I did that. Yeah. What happens again? HIP 698 is implemented, and we will not have negative numbers accepted anymore for many options. So before, border with -5 was okay, border didn't appear, and that's not allowed anymore. We have, we still allow it as compatibility, but if you later on read it, you will not find the -5 anymore. You will find the empty string. So now in TK, if you want to say no, it is often the empty string. So it is a bit like null in the database. I'm personally not very happy on it because you don't have an integer all, and this causes a lot of side effects, but someone has chosen to do so. The second sense of empty string means use the default value. What's also great, now you can express, okay, I don't set it, but use the default value. Yeah, I think that's the background why that's done like that. Okay, the TIP 704 canvas scaling aware. What was that?
That is okay, but not quite right.
Because yeah.
That is just for some, for example, for border bit and so on.
Yeah.
So just for a few options.
Yeah. So some things which were missed in the first run are now made scaling aware, so the P issue.
Yeah.
Okay. TIP 719 is also clean up stuff. So the TDK tree view, you and others, notepad and so on, if you have images somewhere in widgets, in the tree view you have so a dot and a plus and open node, closed node, and so on. So those are different images. And in TK86, they could be customized, but the states were called user 0, user 1, user 2, and we don't, user is normally used for other stuff. So it was seen as near abuse, so that was removed. But then you couldn't customize it. And now we have new states. For example, in the case of the tree view, we have standard one is image closed, and we have one for the open, so we have a different image. So one can be round, one can say, okay, now there's a flash, and you can now specify different images for the different states and customizing. That's mainly if you create themes. So Java is in this discipline, others too. Yeah, and TIP 725 is the Mac get info as JSON. So I think the plist file we have just seen in Manfred's presentation, so this file is a bit internal and you sometimes need the info within that, and now you can query it. Okay, so all those features are relatively small ones. And what is in the pipeline? So TIP 714, TK image types, that's my one. I stopped working on it because I'm now Mr. Monotonic Clock. Other things are more important. And because the whole image code, I would love to have a reform, but it has a lot of problems. Multi-threading, multi-interpreter, all those questions are not solved. So we have basic issues there. And Emiliano, a wizard much more skillful than myself, has sent a lot of input on that and say, okay, settle down, I need more time. Yeah. Next tips, tips 8.7, the locale option for text and entry. Why is that? Unicode. So we have seen by Uli separating of words, and you have seen how Uli did that. He basically focused on space characters, but that's only part of the story. So for example, in the Thai language, separation of words is more context. So following certain glyphs is an end, and you need the Unicode in the ICU or other libraries to find the end of a word. Same is with glyphs. And what is the end of a glyph? So, and that is local dependent. So the end of the word is local dependent, and then you can give the text will get a certain local. You can say, okay, now use the word ending in this, for example, for Thai or for China, where word endings are perhaps differently defined than in standard languages. So that's the background of that one. It is a whole story of all that Unicode. So we have seen that in Tickle and the Unicode. Currently, TK has its own ICU connection here, and I hope we will move the engine all to Tickle. So that's also where Ashok is working on, and that's a big story. Yeah. Okay, what we have is macOS platform enhancements are always in the pipeline because Mark Kaller is always so active. And on the other side, what also Manfred Rosenberger showed, Apple is always doing work by introducing incompatibilities. So it is always hard to follow Apple and to follow up. If a new Apple version comes out, it's always half of the widget don't work anymore. So but we have way active development here, and I think the Apple platform support is really great. We may have visual enhancements. I would love, for example, to have a toggle switch widget in the core. So that's, for me, something I would love. Yeah. Another point which is always annoying for me is that the image command might be independent of TK. So we put it out because all those packages using image, like we have seen the active package by Andreas, if they are in the web server and they have to treat images, we don't need TK and we don't want to load TK. But we want to have the image one, and we have 10 or 20 image processing libraries which then use their own image format and so on. But we have an image format for Tickle, which is image, and it has a lot of capabilities, but we would need it in Tickle without the TK part. And that's something I'm also dreaming of. I don't know if it will happen until the deadline. And TK print enhancements, Emiliano is doing a lot here at the moment, so that's getting better each day. There are still some points open that a canvas can be, printed, and all details of a canvas can be printed. Okay, next page. It's still open issues, R text, the revised text widget. Why do we want it? The main reason is that we have a great text widget, so the text widget can put fonts in and sub widgets in. It has a lot of features and can do eliding and so on. But we currently have performance problems. So especially eliding, so that means that if you have a lot of text in, perhaps with different character sets and different fonts, and you just reduce it a bit and you have to do the work break, this may freeze your widget or your system for seconds or even minutes if it's a big one. I always test that if I have the console open, and the console is a text widget, and I have tons of stuff in, and especially they're often Unicode and special characters in, and then I resize it and then you freeze your system. And the revised text widget doesn't have that problem. It was created
for eliding. It's just long lines.
Yeah.
Just a long line with line breaking.
Yeah.
This is a real problem.
Yeah.
Not only eliding.
Yeah, yeah. I missed the word, yes. Yeah. It's word break or line break.
Line break.
Okay. So that solves it. So Widget was created by, what's his first name, Kramer, Thomas?
Georg
Kramer. And Georg Kramer left. And it is, internally, all our Omega Wizard says, masterpiece. I don't touch this one. It is all B-trees inside, and it is great work, but...
The code is very complicated.
Yeah. So now it is available as a loadable package to test, and for example, Paul says, great, it works like a running horse. So that would be something, we would love to have that feature in TK, and François Vogel, who is best maintainer, who takes way well care about TK, he doesn't like incompatibilities, and he doesn't like not perfect work, so yeah, we will see what happens.
Just one note, it was not Georg or Gregor which added the complexity. The text widget in the corner itself also has a tremendous complex code.
Yeah.
There was rewritten from the internal text widget on 8.5.
By Vincent, what is his name?
And he introduced some complexity that you can't get your head around. So the update is done in callbacks in C code and some things, and the author of the revised text widget just followed this what was there.
Yeah.
So the complexity is already in the TK core widget text widget.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, so try it, and the bug ticker is in TK. So the aim is to get it in TK. Next one. So this default canvas widget of TK is not smoothing lines. So it's basically painting a line as pixels. And that was outdated 10 years ago. I don't know how to call that today. That is not a way to go. And there are different ways how to handle that point. So Christian Werner, he has take the Androwish, the standard canvas, and he has added smoothing in a certain way. So he used the standard canvas, but has added smoothing. And the second point is the TK path widget. So the TK path widget is also a provided widget which was designed for a game, basically, and it is also given, and the author is gone. So the TK path is great. So here, that's now with TK9 and the new TK path. So Manfred has given me this image, so it all looks great. And from the cut point of view, so the lines are really smooth, and yeah, that happens great. I asked what's the compatibility. Manfred said, well, for me it was a drop-in, so it's really comfortable to the canvas. And René Zaumseil, another one who is not here at the moment, he's also working a lot on those widget. He said, no, it's not comfortable at all. Coordinates don't work, and the bindings are trouble. But I have modified the TK canvas and have thrown out a lot, and I only have the essential one, and I've removed the coordinate stuff, which is the compatibility layer. So there's some sort of in TK path mainly uses tensors for location and transformation and so on. So that's another way how to do it. Yeah. So there's some discussion. TK path is seen as great, and we now have it for TK9 on all platforms. So that's great message. And for me, how to deal? How to get something like that in the standard? Okay, next point is dark mode. So on macOS we have the standard colors are redefined, and that the result is a dark mode. But basically what happens is that the operating system redefines the colors. And What we have is we have a lot of packages. Java has shown a lot, for example, AW Dark, which just redefines all colors and to get a dark mode. And so the question for me is, what can we do in the core? So I would love to have also, for example, a command TK dark mode, and then we switch the standard widgets or the standard stuff to a dark mode. So yeah, I would love that. And for me especially, the usage is Androvish, but nowadays many applications or CAD programs, they put dark mode around, so once you focus, the central part is standard mode, so that's also how I design a lot of stuff. And yeah, so having something like that in the core would be great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anything in the core is great, because then someone maintains it, someone tests it. So we're also way good in testing of TK, so that also is much better nowadays. Pitfalls are always Unicode stuff in some platforms and some forms, and yeah, okay, so that's the end. Want to say one word, Unicode. So I have already said that in the tickle part, but of course TK is highly linked to Unicode. How to present glyphs, and we have composing glyphs and all that, and in my humble opinion, TK is doing very well and TK9 is doing great. But we don't have, for example, for emojis, and so we need color fonts, we need a lot more stuff. And we don't have that yet. Not on all platforms. Of course, Christian Werner has it. He has modified X font stuff, he has pulled updates, he has rotated fonts, he has many things. So he is always 10 steps in advance and how to get all that into core. Okay, thank you for your attention. That was a motivation for the now following panel. We have a quarter of an hour left. Who will be here on the panel? Chava.
May I ask a question about the past presentation now?
Yeah, of course.
The new toggle switch, is this already going into TKLib or is it already in there? It's already there.
So I have a bit trouble to get some more people on here because we don't have dedicated TK specialists anymore on the top side. So I want, where is he? Called to duty, I'm sorry for that.
Yes, sir, Brian would be another candidate.
Brian, would you accept?
Yes, of course. He has to.
He has to.
Technically, I'm not a TKY.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and the fourth person I would say would be a game role. He told me I'm not
competent at this.
Yeah, he's not most competent, but he is at least a user of TK. If there are no other volunteers, so that is your TK panel team.
Thank you.
So the first question is future of TK. What would you think would be great to have in TK9.1?
There's been so much good stuff about Androvish. I want to just take it over.
Yeah. that's an opinion. Take over Androvish. Okay. Chava?
Better Windows support.
Better Windows support.
This is a really neat program. We don't have any Windows experts. We have, of course, Ashok. Ashok is a great Windows expert. But in TCL and not in PK. Let me say a few words about this topic. we are already about 20 years back in the whole Windows support. If maybe you can still recall at the time the Vista theme was created, explanative and Vista,
yeah.
These two. That was the time when the Windows introduced the visual styles.
Yeah.
And these themes are based on visual styles. This was about 20 years ago. So that is approximately our state. In this time, a lot of other things still happened. Windows Forms was practically the next step after Windows, after Microsoft Foundation passed. That was the time was when the .NET framework was introduced and C# was pushed by Microsoft so this was the next step after Visual Styles. After that came the next that's the Visual Presentation Foundation. That is already not alive. Microsoft, that was an attempt by Microsoft to introduce a universal framework. And it was after that abandoned and released into the public domain. Every time Microsoft releases something into public domain, means Microsoft has ceased the development actually and has something new. And this something new that is now called Universal Windows Platform, UW. This is again a new framework, and this is now what all the pure Microsoft users have to use. The latest programming framework for this is called Windows UI Library, WinUI, has also code name Jupyter. This uses this XAML. This is extended markup language, huh? I don't actually know more about this. But this is the state of the art. Every developer nowadays has to learn this thing. So that means we need somebody who has this competence, this knowledge. I'm not a Windows expert at all. So for me, it means if we want to remain or become good on Windows, we urgently have to find somebody who can rewrite the whole Windows. At least the Windows themes based on this current framework in UI.
Before they changed again.
Yeah.
Sorry guys, but they already did. I'm mostly using C#, so right now they're using mostly MAUI. It's like not only for Windows, actually, it's a multi-platform, even for cell phones. You create, it's basically like XML files. You create your user interface,
yes.
It will compile it to different platforms.
Yes.
Can you use it for?
But is it not the same? This will be UI.
Yeah,
might
work.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Whatever. So we need specialists.
People first to the round. Okay.
Oh, I don't know the 9 version quite enough,
mm-hmm.
but hopefully it's already done. I want to have TK more options, bring it to TDK, so we get a compatibility for old software looking new. Or actually, and so we can use maybe callbacks in TDK to access the auction database to achieve this what TK has. And with this way, maybe we could overlap something like BBChat or so, or TDK, to get many things which are done by different packages.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Wolf?
Well, since I'm sitting here and calls to tell visuals, well, I'm really happy that this thing triggered by Java, attaching data to a widget has come up again.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly from the tip text, the program proposes just to have one data.
Yeah.
So in Tickle you can always attach the key value list.
Yeah.
I think the approach from Java is much more sensible to have the key value already as attributes. It always seemed a natural extension to me, and well, it is done in the application by itself. Every widget has to have an unique name, so you just have to a global array with the unique names of the widgets as keys. But of course, it would be much nicer to have it as a TK feature. I always wondered why this didn't get voted on, but now maybe it's the point to raise this up.
Yeah.
All these Unicode things, these are complicated matters. So for example, with the color fonts, it depends on the leaf renderer, at least on the Linux side, I'm a bit more familiar with this topic. You need half-bus instead of what we use now. What we use now is almost end of lifetime. Nobody really cares about what we still use there. It always turns down to someone doing the task and the job. I, in the state of spelling out visuals, yeah, of course, Windows application in written TKTK should not stand out as they do now. So if you start a TKTK application on Windows, even if you have done much work, at every age, you see this is not a native application. It stands out on the environment. This is not a problem on Linux. It is a problem on Windows, of course. So I really support what Java said. It would be really nice to have a modernized look of the core widgets on Windows.
Yes. For example, switching to dark mode. is not possible with the visual styles. This will be not possible. So, but it is, but is possible with this new WinUI.
Okay, why it is an important first point to know what to do. It's just the very first point, the steps to do it. Oh, sometimes it's a long way.
I have a few points from the chat.
Yeah.
So, we start from Christian Werner. He says, maybe we should think about the CEF, Chromium Embedding Framework, and go on this, in theory, platform neutral direction concerning look and feel. Then Thorsten Berg says, will TK run with the upcoming liquid glass visuals for macOS Tahoe? Would it need updating TTK?
Yeah.
Will, okay.
Mac expert, yeah.
I'm trying to keep, sorry, this is me. Okay, Christian Werner again. Rolf, I partially disagree due to Windows rather weird inconsistencies in UI. It disagrees with your point,
okay.
Because it says Windows is also internally the UI is inconsistent. So then Manfred says TTK style is an expert's tool. Global and custom styles, style definition as a dict. Then Christian again says the last consistent Windows was 2K, everything else is inconsistent.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. So I want to add some points. So I personally would love to, we have many bugs in the Windows port. So, and we need, for example, the limit of 30,000 pixels. So now screens are getting larger and larger, and if you place something or make something larger, you just get visual crash or application crash. So that's, then we have the performance of the images, especially on Windows, but also on all. So we have a lot of bugs. But what I want to discuss here is Unix, X3, X11, X-Fork, which is called X-Libre, I think, and Wayland. So we have three systems now on the Linux side, and I'm not sure if we have any experts here, but we have to discuss that. I have asked Max Reinhardt, who is in the SUSE distribution stuff, and he has promised me for Monday, we have the next Weekly Telco on Monday, to give a status on that point from his X11 experts. And what is your opinion? Where should TK go on this part? So Linux, Windows Manager systems, or don't call, or display systems. What are our opinion? Where should we adapt? Do we see problems?
Yeah, I think the question is the wrong side. So the question is, where is the world moving on? Yeah. In which direction?
Yeah.
And if the world is moving in this or that direction, we have two options: follow or die.
Yeah, we have to follow. That is the problem. We must follow it.
I think the story with X is even worse than you describe. I mean, X is a great system, and I did a lot of X programming 25 years ago or so, or before this. But not much has changed in this time. And it's also the thing that the basic framework, there is a frame buffer with an API.
Mm-hmm.
And if this is gone, many things change. And also the same frame buffer plus API is used also in the macOS port. That means if one starts ripping out all of that stuff, there will be some collateral damage also for other platforms. It's not only something which hits at the end the Linux world only, it hits probably also the Mac world. And but it's, I mean, one good thing about X is it is an abstraction for frame buffers. I mean, from the API point of view. Certainly, I don't think we will be able from the TKTK world come up with our own frame buffer emulation or whatever. Therefore, we have to choose something which we can use afterwards on every platform. Just from that point of view, it's not really feasible to say we need the permanently person being on the leading edge on everything on macOS, on Windows, and on the Linux world, and on the mobile world. It's even worse on this. But we have to find some kind of a common denominator and trying to develop for this world. And I'm not too much in Wayland to say how much of this Wayland could do, but from my point of view, the question is what to do with the frame buffers. Can we use Wayland also for other platforms? What means Wayland for the Windows world? And so on. It is just a lot of low-level stuff there we have to address to get it consolidated rather than more or less build up more and more and more. It's just my personal opinion. Or go the other way around, I think with the Chromium world, I mean, the question is, Chromium is free thing, and then they have a beautiful rendering, they have a beautiful text widget, which deals with all kind of box sizes, and it deals with Unicode quite well, and maybe we can just use parts of Chromium as a rendering machine for TK.
Or maybe we could take that LDL approach used by Christian for Zine Endovish and Androvish. Both use actually the same internal SDL approach, because SDL has already also Wayland support.
Christian Vernon writes, I can only offer that you all play around with Android Wish, which start Wayland support in 2017, and then think over it.
yes, of course. It's okay, Christian.
It's a question about what you do theoretically, and if you look at the real code, sometimes your opinion changes.
Yeah, well,
in all directions, I mean.
That is also a problem we have, that we need testers and we need wizards to develop, and Christian is always doing great things, and if there are not immediate testers and immediate feedback, and he never got feedback on his Wayland port. So that's also, so just something, all are crying, Wayland and whatever, but at the end nobody does something, even not testing, and that's also, we need, that's something I try to support my wizards, I would say, but I'm not on the Linux side. Okay. Java, what would be necessary to put the toggle switch into the core? Can I support you in those steps?
It would be not very difficult to do this step, because one could just copy part of the implementation of the TTK
slider and also
TTK.
Check button.
That code, it was written many years ago by Pat Thoyce, is maybe something about 500 lines, really nicely written and actually easy to understand. That would be the C part. And the whole binding stuff is tickle, it's pure tickle. it would be doable.
Yeah. Okay. So that would wipe out. Okay.
I have some questions.
Yeah.
If the tip, what is it, the second line?
369, yes.
369, with the attributes, if this were eventually implemented, would it all mean that all the standard TK bindings would also no longer use their own arrays, internal arrays, but would also use those attributes instead?
It should be a hash table, actually, in C code.
I think this is a separate topic. This is a separate topic, I think. Given that feature exists, then it would be possible for the binding implementation to use this feature.
Yes.
On the first sight, I don't think it is a nice idea to change all the existing binding programming to this feature if it got implemented. I don't think this is would be easy. So there are code out there that pokes into the binding implementation as it is now and wouldn't work after adding that and using that new feature to implement the bindings. So I think at least in the first step it would be advantage to have that feature and left the binding programming alone as it is at the moment, in my opinion.
Or it would have to be a major version jump.
Yeah.
Well, I would be happy to have sample images of the widgets in the documentation because I don't understand which is which by the name and when you look up you always get Python DK documentation and so to know how the widgets what they are more or less.
Yes. But this has historical reasons because all the mem pages are in ANO format and that doesn't support images.
Doc rework in Markdown, you should maybe be possible.
There was talk about including images. There was already talk about including images for the HTML versions.
Yeah, that's great proposal. Okay, I also want to have your scholar-tier stuff in the core. So that's also for me something totally basic and central. Yeah.
Something different. We need a better file selection dialog for Unix.
Yeah.
For X11.
Yeah.
The one we now have is the Windows XP model.
Yeah.
And that look is hopelessly outdated.
Yeah. And we need a better one for Androvish.
Actually, we already have a much better.
Yeah, by Schraute.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it does work on Androvish as the root is not readable, and yeah.
it's also a usability issue. So normally you can. In the file selection dialogs, you can search for files, but in the Unix one, you always see all the top files, and when you press a character, then you get the first thing.
Yes, of course, it can make it more user-friendly.
Okay, so I want to thank the TK panel.
One remark. If we bring toggle switch inside NTK, can we have a tree state?
No. It is
only two. Okay.
It was designed to be a two state, B state, Y state widget. That was a decision not by me.
Okay.
You. will never, nowhere see any toggle switch widget having a three state.
Looking at many user interfaces for the cookies on the browsers, you have many such switches.
Yes, Papa.
Okay.
You have. You have, for example, what I showed you, that editing options in the header, that is a normal TTK check button. It can have three states, and that is the right approach to use check buttons if you need a third state. And in the rest, you can have toggle switches.
Just to add on that, if you could just stop by, I'll show you on the app we have on the coffee machine. I've got a bunch of widgets that are ports of what you see in the mobile world. And I have tri-state widgets as well. All the code in the app is GPL on GitHub, and I'm happy to spend some time turning some of that code. It's already very well documented, putting that code into modules that we could use into the MPK. So if there's stuff you'd like, talk to me, and we'll put some effort making it more generally usable.
Great. Thank you, John. Okay, so thanks to the panel.